just enjoying the sights. Here, take a look. There's still time left on my quarter.
Oh, you know, as residents, we tend to take the natural wonders of this island for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Is that new baggage handler a bodybuilder?
Nice buns, huh?
Oh, gosh, I really hadn't noticed.
The time's up. I'll get another quarter.
Better bring a roll. From Boston, we welcome visitors to our lovely Nantucket, where a foot of beach is lost to the sea every 12 months. That means in roughly 20,000 years, your favorite secluded cove or quaint little bed and breakfast will cease to exist. So enjoy our beaches while you can, and keep an eye on the little ones.
Joe, you know what tomorrow is, don't you? Huh? South Carolina and the golfing adventure of a lifetime. I am pumped. Are you pumped? Joe, you don't look pumped.
Brian, I love to play golf, but I don't know about this. Man, a whole weekend away from work is...
Hey, work is covered. I've got everything under control, so relax, okay?
Joe, picture it. A luxury condo at Turtle Shoals Resort. Closest you ever came to a golf course that good was a forced landing on the 6th fairway at Boston Country Club.
Never seen plaid scatter that fast in my life.
Yeah, you're right. This might be good for me, and I'm trying to stop worrying.
That's my boy.
But I am mildly concerned about where the money for this trip is coming from.
Joe, I have told you already. My friend from Aruba finally came through with the money that he owed.
Friend, Brian?
Friend, bookie. In his language, it's the same word. Anyway, you know me, I'm not a saver. I figure who better to spend it on than my big brother who's always been there for me. So just consider this weekend payback time.
All right, here's the deal. No wheelies in the golf cart, no exploding golf balls, and you'll leave the air horn at home.
Agreed.
All right.
Yes!
I'm going. He's just happy because we're going away together for the weekend. Never mind.
Excuse me, I believe Roy sprung a leak.
Heard about your little golfing weekend, Hackett. I'm coming along.
Thanks, Roy, but it's too showy if we bring our own caddy.
Yeah, well, you're taking me, Hackett. You're taking me because I'm onto your little scam. You're not treating your brother to any vacation. This whole weekend is one of those free promotions to sell timeshare condos and isn't costing you a dime. So, am I going with you or do I spill the beans?
Hey, Roy, you don't want to come with us. Why don't you just go on your own?
I can't. I've been to Turtle Shoals twice under my own name, and their computers have me blacklisted.
All right, you're in. But think about this, Roy. Those timeshare hucksters are the lowest scum on earth, and even they don't want you.
I didn't know you played guitar, Antonio.
I only started a few months ago.
Can you play us something?
Well, there is one American folk song I used to hear in Italy. For years, it was the only English I knew.
Can I play that? Oh, yeah.
My goat knows the bowling score. My goat knows.
think it's Michael Row the Boat Ashore.
Get out. Well, the meaning, it changes, but... Okay, I'll try it your way. Michael Row the Boat Ashore. Hallelujah. That man, he dropped his money.
No, Antonio, that's for you. He liked what he heard. The money's like a tip.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sid's new hair is in the mail. Hallelujah.
You know, I wish more people could have the experience of flying sandpiper.
Hey, thanks, Roy.
Yeah, if everyone could take a ride in this cheese box, my business would triple.
You know, we didn't have to bring a fourth.
Yeah, I know, but if we left it up to the golf course, they'd just fill out our foursome with some obnoxious cretin. That's why we bring our own.
I don't care. I'm not letting Roy ruin this for me. I am really looking forward to this weekend. Ah, stepping up to the first tee at the crack of dawn, the dew on the fairway, and beating you like a drum for, what, 16th time in a row?
Hey, your streak ends today, Chi-Chi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I finally made my decision. Gonna tee off with Ed here.
Ed, you named your golf ball?
Yeah, named all of them. I haven't had a lot of luck with conventional pets.
Whoa. Why on earth would you...
Joe, stop. Heed the warning signs. You're about to enter Lowell's world.
Yeah, they all live together happily in their handy-dandy airtight plastic bag.
Aren't you afraid your little friends will suffocate?
Earth to Roy, they're just golf balls. See, if I press the flaps together, then the stripe turns orange, and I know that it's locked tight as a drum.
I'm not even looking, I can tell it's not orange.
So let's agree right now. When we get to Turtle Shoals, we'll go straight to the golf course and skip the high-pressure sales pitch, okay?
Shut up, Roy.
What is the big deal, Hackett? We're going to land in 20 minutes. You'll find out then anyway.
Wait. I said, what sales pitch?
The condo sales pitch, Hackett. Haven't you figured this out yet? This whole thing is just a sales promotion.
Now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me this whole thing isn't costing you a cent?
By Jove, you cracked the case, Sherlock.
That's great, Brian. You know, the whole thing was a lie. Payback weekend. Some guy from Aruba.
Okay.
But it was the only way I could get you to take this vacation, which I think even you would admit you need desperately.
I just took a vacation. You went to a symposium on wing de-icing in Teaneck, New Jersey.
But we have no intention of buying any.
Oh, what are they going to do if they catch us? Drive golf tees under our fingernails?
Don't ask me how, but I happen to know that hurts like nobody's business.
Look, I don't know. It feels dishonest.
Hackett, let me explain something to you. Most of the people that go to these things are along for the free ride, just like us, but we serve a purpose. We make the place look so popular that they can sucker the other dolts into actually buying.
Yeah, you know, if you look at it that way, I guess we're actually doing them a favor.
Yes.
Not to mention the fact that Golf Monthly rated one of the top 10 courses on the Eastern Seaboard.
I like the way this man thinks.
All right. Okay, here's the deal. When we get there, we drop off our bags, we get onto the course, and if we hustle, we can squeeze in 36 holes today.
Yeah, now you're done.
Now you're done. Okay.
Hey, guys, I'm having a heck of a time gathering up these balls.
Got you, Lowell. Maybe this will help. Hey, Roy! Roy! Hurry up and get changed, will ya? Be lucky if we can get in 9 holes as it is.
Thanks to you.
How was I supposed to know they'd confiscate our clubs in the lobby and herd us off to a 3-hour sales presentation?
4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours, Brian. It made me nostalgic for that time I passed a kidney stone.
Apologize, okay?
Yeah, oh, fine, yeah. And while we're on the list of things you need to apologize for, let's start with this room. 4 people in a 1-room condo? How luxurious.
The guy lied to me over the phone. He told me I was gonna get 2 of them.
What kind of knucklehead believes a timeshare salesman?
Hey, were you guys as blown away by that sales presentation as I was? Just think, 8 short months ago, this was nothing but lush forest and wetland preserve.
I was so impressed. I'm actually considering selling my boat and buying one of these condos.
Lowell, then you don't have a place to live 2 weeks out of the year.
Yes, Joe, but I could do enough living in those 2 weeks to make up for the other 40.
How you look on the course is just as important as how you play.
My guess is you do both equally well.
You can count on it. Now let's hit the links. We've wasted enough time here already.
Hey, excuse me, I don't want to hear another word out of you, okay? You've been here twice. Why didn't you tell us that the salesmen were going to kidnap us?
Adam, must be some new policy. Probably too many people scamming them. Isn't that always the way? A few freeloaders ruin it for the rest of us.
It looks like it's clouding up.
Oh, would you stop worrying, Joe? This is the South. It's humid.
I've never seen it this human.
And in the Carolinas, Tropical Storm Dwayne continues to pound the coastal areas.
Dwayne? We are being pounded by a storm named Dwayne? Whatever happened to giving these things macho names like Roy?
Appropriate names like Brian, something that cuts a swath of misery and destruction everywhere it goes.
That was a miracle shot. Hackett's ball was wedged between the toilet seat and the tank, but he really blasted it out of there. To get to the garbage disposal in one, there's a chance of breaking par.
That's it. I've had enough. I came 950 miles to play golf, and damn it, that is what I intend to do.
Right. You can't play golf in weather like this.
Well, you debutantes can stay in here and enjoy your tea party. Us real men are going out onto the golf course. Oh, you coming?
I'd really rather stay here at the tea party, Roy.
Ah, well, who needs you?
He'll be okay, as long as we don't get any... Whoa! Wow! Did you see that? Roy's walking around on a wet fairway carrying a bag full of lightning rods. We gotta do something.
I am. Looking for Lowell's video camera.
There he is. He dove into a sand trap. Hey, Roy! Get down! Crawl on your belly this way. Remember, lightning always strikes the highest point.
Keep your butt down, Roy! Keep your butt down!
Clothes off before you set foot in this house, mister.
Michael rowed a boat ashore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Michael.
Michael's been rowing that boat ashore for two freaking days. But he never really gets anywhere, does he? He just keeps rowing the boat, rowing the boat. Oh, sure, the River Jordan's chilly and wide, but it's a river. It ends. Does this song? No!
Passengers seem to like it.
Of course they do. They're all going somewhere. They only hear it once. I don't know how you stand it, Faye.
I found that aspirin helps.
Yeah, I tried that. I still have a headache.
Well, try putting them in your ears.
Iced tea, please. I'm taking five.
You sure I can't get you some lunch? How about a nice big starchy meal followed by a nap until closing?
Just the tea. I'll eat after the gig.
I don't suppose you know another song.
Well, I have been composing a new song about my trip to America.
Well, that might be a nice change. Why don't you sing that for us?
Wow, my first request. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to slow things down a little bit. Antonio comes to the USA.
This will quit soon. It's just a drizzle.
They don't name drizzles, Joe.
Gentlemen, we have fire. Just think. Those words were first grunted by primitive man 10,000 years ago. Ouch. I think a bug or something bit me on the back of my head. Can you say anything, Brian?
Oh, God, is this depressing. I'm actually bored enough to take a look.
You know, originally fire provided not only heat, but protection and community for our Neanderthal forebears. We've come a long way since then.
Maybe not. Well, I'd be darned if I could find anything, Lowell, but I don't think a trip to the dermatologist would be a waste of your time. Are we using a water pit?
That is definitely not a water pick.
Roy, what were you just doing in there?
Just mind your own business, Hackett. I know what I need to get to sleep.
I used to be curious, now I'm just scared. Okay, sleeping arrangements. I figure since there's four of us and only one bed, we could draw straws.
Oh, too late.
It's four of us. How come you get the bed?
You're right. I'm being selfish. Somebody want to share with me?
You and me, self a bed.
Deal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to...
Nah, you guys go ahead. I'll just take the chaise lounge out here.
You gonna sleep out in that?
Ah, it's under the overhang. You forget, I live on a boat. A little weather won't bother Lowell Mather. Night.
What's it doing out there?
The wind's freshening a bit.
Just doesn't get any better than this.
He'll stop. The trick is to get him to roll over without waking him up.
No, let me do it. This requires a certain amount of finesse. Nice shot. You hit him. Try throwing a shoe at Roy and not hitting him.
To describe, but it made my eyelids flap like a window shade.
Hey, Joe, you and I haven't slept in the same room since we were kids, remember?
Oh, yeah, the bunk beds.
You in the top, me in the bottom. Dog in the hallway coughing up a chicken bone.
Brian, the sooner we go to sleep, the sooner this day will be over.
You're saying a little cuddling's out of the question?
Good night. Oh.
What the hell is that?
Smoke alarm. Out of my way.
Nice follow through. Well, did it occur to you to open the flue?
Yes, it did, Joe. The minute I heard the smoke alarm.
We gotta get the smoke out of here.
quit sulking. We don't care if you forgot to pack your bath time buddies. There is no way we are going back for it.
Nevada 121, Papa Papa, this is Nantucket Tower. You're cleared for final approach.
Nevada 121, Papa Papa, roger. Thank God. I've made this approach thousands of times. I've never been this anxious to touch down.
Ditto. I want to get as far away from you people as I possibly can.
It's a difference, Roy. We'd still be able to hear your snoring from the other side of the island.
I don't mind leaving the duck behind. But when I think of some stranger with his hands on Mr. Squishy, it just tears me apart.
Oh, shut up, Lowell. Shut up. I don't want to leave
you
him alone.
Shut up.
Don't you tell my brother
I'll
to shut up.
I'll tell anybody. You're the one that got us into this
I'm looking at your face. Everyone,
shut up. Nevada 121, Papa Papa, go around, go around. You're no longer cleared for landing.
Tower, what's the problem?
Some crazy woman is out on the runway chasing after a man with a guitar.
If you're in the early stages of a relationship and you're wondering how to make it work, stay tuned for this next episode of Cheers. Watch what Sam and Diane do, then do the exact opposite. Cheers is next on Nick at Night.